新带到神的永远计划里面。
And to do His recovery work and to bring us into His eternal will.
我们接着最后一点的时间呢，我们要把更多感谢赞美归给他。
And this remaining time that we have left was give more praise and honor to our Lord.
我们来唱一首诗歌，647首。
We'll sing a hymn 647.
复兴你工作主。
Revive thy work, O Lord.
复兴你工作主。
Revive thy work, O Lord.
请四旬的姊妹给我们起个音，我们就开始唱这一首诗歌。
We'll ask our pianist to give us an introduction and then we'll sing this hymn.Verse 1.
Revive thy work, O Lord. Now to thy saints appear. O speak with power to every soul, and let thy people hear. Revive thy work, O Lord, while here to thee we bow. Descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless us now. Revive thy work, O Lord, and every soul inspire. O kindle in each heart, we pray, the Pentecostal fire. Revive thy work, O Lord, while here to thee we bow. Descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless us now. Revive thy work, O Lord. Exalt thy precious name, and may thy love in every heart be kindled to a flame. O shine thy work, O Lord, while here to thee we bow. Descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless us now.
Truly, we need the Lord to revive His own work.
And
when the Lord reveals His word, it is the beginning of His work of revival.
And
when He reveals Himself, it is also the beginning of the work of His revival. And I think that this weekend, as the Lord begins His work of recovery, that He has ignited that fire in our hearts. And although our meeting will temporarily conclude here, but the Lord's work of recovery will continue in us until He has completed it.
And
we thank the Lord that in Revelation 20, when the church is revealed, it is in a glorious state. It is the holy city of Jerusalem that has come down from heaven. And I believe it is like our glorious Lord returning to earth. And He will be king forever and ever.
我们再来唱第五节、第六节。
Let us sing verses 5 and 6 once again. Lord, for what you have revealed to us in these few days, we will bow our heads and worship. By the fullness of your grace, you are shown your grace to all of us gathered here.
当你的话再次借圣灵启示在我们当中的时候，我们就知道我们所蒙受恩典是何等大。
And when you pour out your Holy Spirit, we see how great is the work that you have accomplished. Because you have provided for us the best portion, which is yourself. And so every time we gather in your temple, what we desire most is you yourself. Because only you yourself is our full satisfaction. You are all that we need. And for the message that you have shared in these few days, and by the Holy Spirit, may you continue to reveal your word to us as we live it out in going forward. That all things to us are in vain. If we can obtain the Lord Jesus as our treasure. And among us, there may be some areas that some people are not clear about. May the Holy Spirit continue to work in us. And that in this following time, that through the fellowship and sharing of the brothers, that our inner eyes may be opened more and our faith would be established even firmer. And to know that only you are our Lord. And that while we still have days on this earth, that we would forget what lies behind and press on to the goal. That we receive the prize that you have set up above for us. We give the following time into our Lord's hand. May you lead us. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we have our two brothers in the following time.
Since most of the question was written in Mandarin, so for the Mandarin question, well, I will answer in Mandarin. There's only one question written in English, so I will reply in English.
因为大部分的问题都是用中文写的，那我们的弟兄就用中文回答。那有一个问题是用英文写的。好，I will
address the first question written in English.
先来这个用英文写的这个提问。How
to interpret the inconsistency between Esther chapter 3 verse 1 with Psalm chapter 12 verse 6?
这个怎么来理解以斯帖记第三章第一节跟诗篇十二篇第六节的有一些的差别。
And I think this Psalm 12:6 may be a mistake because I do not see the inconsistency between the two.
或者我感觉诗篇十二篇第六节，在我看来好像没有什么不同的地方。
So whoever asked this question can come talk to me afterwards to maybe show me the real verses that you intended.
所以如果你提了这个问题，等一下可以你来再找钟弟兄来跟他讲明到底不同在哪里。
Very interesting that Psalm chapter 12 verse 6 said, the words of the Lord are pure words and silver tried in a furnace on the earth refined seven times.
十二章第六节说，耶和华的言语是纯净的言语，如同银子在泥炉中炼过七次。
This is exactly true, especially in the story of Esther, that every little detail is very important. It's very precise, very accurate.
那这一个话在以斯帖记尤其的宝贵，因为神的话就是这么的准确，这么的被炼过，这么的准。
When you read Esther, you cannot ignore any details.
那你读过以斯帖记的时候，没有一个细节是被忽略的。
Every detail counts.
每一个细节都是有它的重要性。
So if we take the same approach to read the Esther chapter 3 verse 1, it says clearly that the Haman is the son of Hamathadath.
因为你读以斯帖记第三章第一节的时候，他就说，他这个哈曼是哈米大他的儿子。
It's an Agagite.
是一个雅甲族人。
So it clearly states that Haman is one of the descendants of Agag.
那这里就很清楚的告诉我们说，哈曼是雅甲的后裔。
So this is the first evidence, the most clear evidence, because Esther chapter 3 verse 1 says so.
那这个很清楚，因为以斯帖记三章第一节就是这么说的。
And there are scholars today that question this.
有一些圣经学者他今天怀疑这件事情。
Because they think that by the time of Esther, the Amalekites did not exist anymore.
那有一些圣经学者说，写以斯帖记的时候，这个亚玛利人已经不存在了。
Although Amalekai were destroyed several times by different people at different occasions.
虽然亚玛利人在历史上被不同的民族不同次被消灭。
It does not exist as a tribe or a nation.
它当时不以一个民族或以一个国家存在。
But doesn't mean that there are no descendants scattered around the nations.
但并不代表这些人没有被分散在其他的国家里。
And obviously, Haman was not exist as part of a nation or a tribe.
所以，这个这个亚玛利人不是一个族，或者也不是一个国家。
The Haman exists as individual.
哈曼是一个人。
Okay.Then their second evidence is that no, Saul was a Benjaminite.
另外一个的证据就是扫罗是便雅悯支派的人。
And Saul supposed to destroy the Amalekites.
扫罗被要求要消灭亚玛利人。
But he didn't.
但他没有。
And Mordecai.
这个莫迪凯
is also a Benjaminite.
也是便雅悯支派的人。
So now the Mordecai.Caused the destruction of Haman.
但是到了这里，莫迪凯把哈曼灭了。
So this is a literary echo.
那这个是一个互相辉映的事情。
The third evidence.
第三个证据。
In Targums, Targum is a Aramaic translation of Hebrew text.
在这个亚兰文的对希伯来的翻译的圣经。
After exiles, many Jews do not speak.Hebrew anymore.
当他们被流放之后，他们这些犹太人就很多不再说这个希伯来。
So just like us, the scribe would speak in Hebrews, and someone else would translate to Aramaic language.
好像这个文士在用这个希伯来话说，那另外有一个人在替他用亚兰文在翻译。
So there is a Aramaic translation of the Hebrew text.
那就是我们所留下来的这个对希伯来圣经的翻译本。
And that is called Targums.
它叫 Targums.
In Targums, it states very clearly that Haman is the descendant of Agag.
那在 Targum 这个圣经的翻译里面，它很清楚地说哈曼是雅甲族的后裔。
So, based on those evidence,that it is quite obviously that Haman was the descendant of Agag.
那根据这些证据，我们就很清楚地知道哈曼是雅甲的后裔。
Also, I'd like to give a little cautions to those young people.
那我也对青年人有一些的劝勉。
Be aware of the opinion of the biblical scholars.
或者是对你们的提醒，就是要谨慎圣经学者的研究。
Do you know how the current biblical scholar approach the text?
那你要知道，现今的圣经学者他们 看圣经经文的角度是什么。
They approach the text with the spirit of Thomas.
他们是用多马的灵来看这个圣经。
Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails and put my hand in his side, I will not believe.
除非我看见他手上的钉痕，他肋旁的枪伤，我总是不信。
This is not how we approach the text today.
但是我们不能用这个态度来看圣经。
We approach the text with faith.
我们用信心来看圣经。
Without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
人若没有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。
For he who comes to the Lord must believe that He is.
因为凡到神面前来的人必须先信神是。
Unless we have another text that is contradictory to the text that we focus on.
除非我们有一个经文跟我们找到的这个经文是相反的。
Then we should trust the text as we read it.
那不然的话我们就应该相信这个圣经是真实的。
This is the first question.
那这是第一个问题的解答。
好，那我也在这里先回答个问题啊。
I would like to answer a question.
这个问题很简单，说圣经啊，何处有恢复这两个字
？Where does the Bible say this word, recovery?
我想可能很多弟兄姊妹心中都有这个问题啊。
I think probably many brothers and sisters have this question.
有人不敢问啊，不过我们。我不知道谁写的问出来很好。
Some people were afraid to ask, but I like this question.
这个是有挑战性的一个问题。
This is a question with a challenge.
啊，你一直讲恢复恢复，为什么我在圣经中啊没看到恢复这个字啊
？You keep on saying recovery, but I could not find this word.
我想跟弟兄姊妹解释是这样啊。
I want to explain it this way.
在圣经的原文的翻译上，中文跟英文有差别。
In the original translation, there are differences between the Chinese and the English translation.
那么在英文圣经里面呢
？In the English translation,
这个 recover, restore 这个字啊，加起来一共有1000多次。
It's the two words restored and recover has been used over 1000 times.
而我们中文里面呢，没有一次翻作恢复。
But the Chinese, not one time was translated to recovery.
圣经呢，只翻说复原，
restored，
或归回，或还给别人
，or to return，
啊，或者是好了
，or to mean healed。
所以因此呢，我们读中文圣经的人呢，读不到恢复这两个字。
Therefore, for the Chinese reader, we could not find these two words.
难怪呢，我们中国的弟兄姊妹对这个恢复啊，这个印象是很淡的。
And this is why the Chinese Christians have a very brief understanding of this concept of recovery.
我能感觉到，即使这次聚会啊，我有3堂聚会啊。
And I thought in this conference I had spoken 3 times.
我大声疾呼这个恢复。
I was crying at the top of my voice.
我看这个弟兄姊妹对恢复的反应很平淡。
And as if the brothers and sisters had a very little response to this idea.
没有几个人对这个恢复有感觉的。
Not very many people have a.Feeling being touched.
我们好像呢，对复兴这个我们好像有感觉。
We have feeling for revivals.
对恢复呢，我们没有感觉。
But for recovery, we don't feel much.
我想这个也不怪我们中国弟兄姊妹啊。
And this is not only a problem only to the Chinese Christians.
因为中文翻译的圣经的人没有把它翻出来。
But because the translator did not.Went for that word.
And
that's why when you read the Chinese Bible, you can find these words.
但圣经原文却是在那里的。
But the original text is there.
那么英文呢，就把它翻成了恢复了。
But in English, it is translated recovery.
并且有1000多次啊。
And over 1000 times.
我们中文呢，读中文的弟兄姊妹呢，说英文没有恢复，你看不见。
Because when you read the Chinese Bible, you couldn't see it, therefore you can't see it.
但是很多读英文的人有恢复，他也看不见。
But many English readers, even the words are there, they don't see it.
所以今天人呢，对于神恢复的工作呢， 这个印象感觉非常平淡。
And this is why we have such little understanding of the concept of recovery.
但是这是一个非常重要的意念。
But it's a very important thought.
我从教会历史的这个过程呢，给弟兄姊妹简单的说明一下。
And I want to explain this going back to the church history.
我们知道在头一个世纪啊，使徒们是明白的。
In the first century, the apostles understood.
第二个世纪，教父时代。
In the second century, the church fathers, their condition begins to decline. When the fifth century, the Catholicism came out, and then the church suddenly fell into great darkness. And then this darkness went on for over 1,000 years. They could not even know what salvation means.
那个时候你要信主耶稣要得救，你要买赎罪券。
Back then, when you wanted to believe in Jesus, you have to purchase the
用钱买的。
You have to buy the ticket. I forgot what it's called.
那么你看，这个人呢，已经变成什么情况了
？Now that was the condition of man back then.
所以后来呢，马丁路德读圣经。
But then Martin Luther read the Bible.
哦，他才知道人是因信称义。
And then he understood that we are justified by faith.
所以这个呢，在初初的救恩史上开始做了一个恢复的工作。
And then there is a brief recovery on salvation.
所以我们讲过，这个恢复就从失落里面回来了。
We have said that the recovery is to come back from the lost condition.
我想这个我们应该很容易明白。
It is easy to understand.
其实呢，这个意念呢非常重要。
But this thought is very important.
我觉得今天呢，在教会里面。如果我们对恢复没有感觉，不认识
，and if today we do not have a feeling or do not understand recovery，
你属灵的生活侍奉永远也弄不好。
Your spiritual life you can never be well。
教会不可能有见证
，and the church cannot have testimony。
所以这个恢复是很重要的。
So to recover is important。
啊，那么马丁路德的这个恢复呢，只是。粗浅的救恩呢、啊、
The recovery of Martin Luther is just shallow salvation.
到了十八世纪
，to the 18th century.
啊，十九世纪
，the 19th century.
我们看见慢慢逐渐的开始，教会中有一些失落的东西从圣经里面慢慢的显出来了。
Some lost ideas from the Bible begin to be revealed.
一直到二十世纪初。
To the early 20th century,
在欧洲的弟兄运动起来的时候
，that when the brethren movement started in Europe,
这个恢复就越来越清楚。
We see the recovery is being clear.
你知道这个弟兄运动啊，有三句很重要的话。
There were three very important phrases for the brethren movement.
啊，他们第一句话是 back to the beginning， 回到起初。
First is to go back to the beginning.
啊，第二句话 back to the Bible。
回到圣经，
翻得好。然后呢，第三句话 ，back to the body。
然后回到身体，
身体。他们看见了圣经里面的真理，跟过去天主教甚至根正教所表现的情况都不一样。
They discovered that the truth is very different from Catholicism or even the Reformation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个恢复的工作非常重要啊。
And this work of recovery is important.
我们必须明白这个恢复的意义啊。
We must understand the meaning of recovery.
因为他把失落的找回来了。
Because he came to find what was lost.
哎呀，在弟兄运动的时候，我常常感觉那个弟兄运动是一个大光的时代。
And I often thought that the brethren movement is an era of bright light.
真理的光被照出来，如同初期使徒的时代
，and the light of the truth shine like the early apostles' age.
所有的真理统统被恢复。
All the truth has been restored.
弟兄们大量的读圣经
，and the brothers are read a lot of Bible.
他们要从圣经里面得启示。
They want to receive revelation from the Bible.
看见神原初的心意是什么
？To see what was the original purpose of God.
他们要从圣经里面看见。
that from the Bible,
主的教导是什么？
They want to see what is the
teaching of the Lord. 到底跟这个传统有什么不一样？
What is the difference from our, the traditions?
他们看见教会是基督的身体。
They can see that the church is the body of Christ.
教会不是一个宗教组织。
Church is not a religious body.
教会不是一个外面的房屋。
It's not an outward building.
教会是我们这班蒙恩得救的人。
Church is those who are saved.
所以你看，这是多么大的一个恢复啊！
This is a great.
若是没有弟兄运动的恢复，
had it not been the recovery of the brethren movement,
就不可能有中国的恢复。
There cannot be the revival of the Chinese.
或者至少不知道延后多少年。
Or it would be delayed many years.
也没有印度的恢复。
There would not be the recovery of India.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得这个恢复这个字虽然在圣经里没有。
We need to know that even though the word
我是中文没有
not in Chinese recovery
但是呢这个恢复的意念的确是个属灵的意念
but the thought of recovery is a spiritual one
所以弟兄姊妹们我们就看见弟兄运动的时候他们就开始逐渐的开始 回过来
and you see that beginning with the brethren movement they begin to come back
我们晓得今天呢为什么我们这个聚会形式变得简单呢
Why is our meeting format rather simple?
他们读圣经很用功，人家告诉我们，敬拜是灵和真实的问题。
And when they read the Bible, they found that worship is a matter of spirit and truth.
不是外面的形式的问题。
It is not a format.
更不是什么礼拜堂的问题。
It is definitely not the chapel building.
啊，你看这个天主教时代，尽量的盖大教堂。里面那个仪式死得不得了啊
The Roman Catholicism, they build grand cathedrals, and then they have these dead rituals.
哇，侍奉主的人呢、啊，要穿个袍子，戴个高帽子。
To serve the Lord, you need to wear a robe and wear a very tall hat.
每次出来的时候，前面小孩子拿着灯，还没点着灯，怎么烧着香，这么进来
？Every time they come out, the procession come out with a little child with a light, and then the incense.
你知道我每次去看他们，我就满心感谢我的主啊。
Every time I see them, I thank the Lord with all my heart.
我不需要穿那个袍子，戴那个帽子。
I don't have to wear the robe or wear the hat.
如果是那么个一个聚会，那真的是，真是太可怜了。
And that is a pitiful gathering.
我可以告诉你，我有一次去参加个圣公会的聚会。
Once I gathered with the Anglican.
那个圣公会的那次为什么会去呢？所以我们中间有个弟兄，他在那里聚会。
Because our one of my brothers gathers with them.
后来他就在那个圣公会结婚。
And he was married in the English Anglican.
他孙弟兄啊，请你来参加我的婚礼，那我非去不可。
He says, brother son, come to my wedding, so I had to go.
所以我那天就去了。
I went.
那个礼拜堂很小。
It's a small chapel.
那个恐怕比我们这个厅啊，大概只有一半这样。
It's like half of what we're here now.
从那个厅门口到这个讲台呢，大概也差不多这个距离。
It's about from the door to the pulpit here.
他们呢，没有椅子的，要站着的。
They don't have place to sit. They have to stand.
哇，这个婚礼前后一个多钟头啊。
It was an over an hour wedding.
哎呀，站得我们腿酸得不得了。
My legs were getting very tired.
哎呦，我就看那个他们所谓的牧师啊，他的那个 priest 啊，真的很可怜呢。
And I looked at the so-called priest, I feel bad for them.
带着那一对新婚的夫妻两个从门口进来。
And he lead the newlywed to come in from the door.
每走几步路他就要唱。
A few steps as he walk, he has to sing.
不仅唱还要念一些东西。
And he had to chant something.
你知道他们每一次啊，当那个他一念到什么东西的时候啊，
And every time he say something,
他们里面所有的弟兄姊妹啊
and all the brothers and sisters,
我就看这个奇怪现象
and I see this interesting fact.
他们就把这个手这样放在脸这样
they would do that.
God has mercy.
神怜悯我们。
全场啊。
Everybody.
那个牧师只要一叫个什么，大家就。God has mercy.
And whenever the priests say certain things, everybody goes, God has mercy.
短短一条路啊， 走了一个多钟头啊。
And this little short path took an hour.
你在那个聚会里，你一点也摸不到生命的感觉。
You could not sense the feeling of life.
完全是个形式的东西。
It was just rituals.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
是弟兄们把我们从这个地方就带出来了。
The brothers have saved us from that state.
所以我们今天根本不在乎这个礼拜，所以我们聚会地方叫会所，对吧
？So we gathered in our meeting hall，
或者过去他们叫聚会处，聚会的地方啊。
Or the assembly place。
那个不需要弄这个金碧辉煌的。
It doesn't need to be glamorous。
因为神所重的是灵和真实的敬拜。
But what God seeks is worship in spirit and truth。
哎呀，你看见现在呢，弟兄们来了之后呢，把这个整个的聚会的形式啊，把我们带到一个简单的一个光景。
So the brothers has led us to the simplicity of our gathering.
啊，那么我们知道过去他们有很多的仪式，还有很多的节期，对不对
？Not only rituals back then, they had a lot of feasts, festivals.、
哎、弟兄们就回到圣经的里面。
The brothers returned to the Bible.
那么从圣经看，这些东西都没有的。
In the Bible, they do not exist.
啊，那个什么圣诞节，圣经哪有讲的圣诞节呢
？The Bible never said anything about Christmas.
哎呀，到后来圣诞节奇怪了，圣诞节呢不仅出个圣诞树很奇怪啊。
Not only there is the Christmas tree that was strange.
哎，后来出了个圣诞老人。
And then the Christmas man is even stranger.
这个圣诞老人跟主耶稣有什么关系啊
？What does the Christmas old man have to do with Jesus？
所以我常常看那个动物，觉得很奇怪。怎么跑出这么个东西出来了呢
？So I often wonder why.
但是今天你看，大多数神的儿女们都被这个形式所困住了。
But the many children of God today, you see, they are bounded in these rituals.
所以你知道我年轻的时候啊
，So when I was young,
我就说这个圣诞节，因为我们总是不要去对人家恶言相向啊。
No, we do not say bad things about people like.
我就说呢，这个圣诞节呢是一个美丽的错误。
We say that Christmas is a beautiful mistake.
是个美丽的错误。
It's a beautiful mistake.
因为我们过去，很多弟兄们呢，他们写了很多很好听的这个圣诞歌曲啊。
Brothers wrote a lot of famous and good Christmas songs.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。你看那个圣诞节，他们把它弄得很美丽的。
And then during Christmas time, people are very beautiful.
哎，我这些年看呢，这个圣诞节呢，也有一点点小的用处啊。
So nowadays, I see a little bit of use for Christmas.
特别在那个极端环境的里面。
Especially at an extreme.
在那个异教环境里面。
In a Gentile country.
啊，我们就像保罗所讲，无论怎样，主的名被传开就是好的了。
Like Paul said, regardless, as long as the name of Christ is preached.
但是你要叫我们去，叫我去过，我不行的。
But if you want me to live that, I wouldn't do it.
至少这个日子也不对。
Even the date is not right.
对不对啊？要做这些东西是没什么意义的。
That these things have no meaning.
所以我就说呢，我不过那个不是因为那个好像什么，是因为真理的缘故。
I don't celebrate it because of the truth.
哎，你看那个复活节
，same thing with Easter。
哎，更奇怪了
，Easter is stranger。
复活节玩鸡蛋
，Easter with an egg。
哎呀，主耶稣的复活跟那个鸡蛋有什么关系呢
？What does the resurrection of Christ have to do with an egg？
这些都是人呢想象搞出来的东西，对不对
？These are man's imagination。
圣经中没有的
，There is none in the Bible。
所以当初弟兄运动时，他们做了一个大的这个筛选。
So during the Brethren movement, they sift through a lot of things.
把圣经中所有没有教导的，统统把它筛选出去。
That all the teaching does not belong to the Bible, they remove.
是他们回到圣经里看，让我们看见所有神的儿女们都是祭司啊。
And they return to the Bible that every child of God is a priest.
不是有个什么特别的人做牧师，不是的。
It is not some specialty man.
我就说呢，我们没有意思去批评别人。
We have no intention of rebuking.
但是我们愿意回到圣经里面。
But we want to return to the Bible.
因为主的话是这样说的。
Because thus says the Lord.
对不对啊？所以我在台湾的时候，我们有一次很有趣啊，一个人跑到我们的聚会里面来了。
I was in Taiwan once, and a person came to our meeting.
哎，他说。你们的牧师在哪里、啊、
？He said, "Where is your pastor?"
这个弟兄倒很幽默，他说：“你找哪个牧师啊
And our brother was very humorous. He said, which pastor are you looking for?
我们这里面都是牧师。
We're all pastors.
我们都是侍奉主的嘛。
We are all here to serve God.
所以他们回到身体的原则。
You have returned to the principle of the
body. 看到我们彼此是肢体。
We are members of the body.
我们尽肢体的功用。
We function as members of the body.
我们不需要教会中啊，没有这个圣品阶级的。
In church, there is no the layman or the clergy.
一直到今天呢，这个你看这个这个宗教世界里面还是有这个 layman， 有这个平信徒，对不对啊？
Even in ordinary religions, you see this principle of
layman. 那不对的。
It's not right.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
圣经明明写得很清楚的。
The Bible is written clearly.
所以弟兄们把神的工作重新做了一次重大的一个恢复。
So the brothers have recovered greatly the truth of God.
哎呀，我有时候感觉啊，感觉很遗憾呢、啊。为什么圣经写的清清楚楚？为什么这些人读圣经嘛，读不到这些东西呢？奇怪。
I often feel sad because the Bible is so clear, but people could not read from it.
哎呀，这个神学院里面那么多圣经学者站了研究半天，怎么没看见这些呢
？Even in the theologians' schools, they researched, but they could not see.
所以你知道这个恢复的工作是艰难的。
So you see, the work of recovery is difficult.
是不容易的。
It's not easy.
并且遭受到很多圣徒们里面的排斥。
And there are many rejections from even within the saints.
哎，我不知道我们今天坐在这弟兄姊妹。你这两天听那个道，有没有心里很排斥？
I don't know if some of you here resisted the sermons.
我们总觉得我们那个传统，我们那种观念才是对的。
We thought that our traditions, our thoughts are right.
所以求主赐怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
教会是神的工作。
Church is the work of God.
不是人的工作。
It's not work of man.
所以必须根据圣经。
It needs to be based on the Bible.
这是我们基本上的一个态度。
This is our fundamental attitude.
这是。我们就叫他做恢复的工作。
This is what we call the work of recovery.
本来我们也糊里糊涂不明白的，对不对
？Even we were ignorant of this.
我们是失落的。
We were lost.
神把我们带回来了。
But God brought us back.
那弟兄姊妹们，我想我最后再加一点点啊。
I want to add just a little.
因为近代教会历史中啊，主使用了几个重要的一些神的仆人、重要器皿。
And in recent years, God used some vessels to do His recovery work.
我们知道在二十世纪初
，in the beginning of the 20th century,
主兴起一位姊妹
，God raised a sister.
啊，叫做宾路易师母。
Her name is Jesse Penn Lewis.
啊，那么她呢，把圣经中关于十字架的真理把它恢复起来。
And she recovered the truth about the cross in the Bible.
哇，这个真的是一个非常重要重大的恢复啊！
It is a great recovery.
她遭受仇敌很厉害的恨恶。
And she was hated by the enemy.
她告诉我们，有一次她在那个旅馆里面呢。
And she said one time in the hotel.
魔鬼当面显现。
And the devil appeared to her.
非常可怕。
It was very fearful.
因为她触到了。圣经中最重要的一个真理
，because she touched one of the most important truth in the Bible.
那个是撒旦恨恶到极点的一个东西。
That was something that the devil hated the most.
因为他在那里曾经遇见大的失败。
Because there he was defeated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主，因着宾路易师母所带进的这一个复兴。
Through what Jesse Penn Lewis brought in.
不过我想我们要客观的讲啊。
And we need to be objective.
他是一个集大成的人物，不是他一个人弄。
She was someone. She didn't do it alone. There were many other.
在他的时代里面，很多弟兄们眼睛都得开的。
During her time, many brothers and sisters
看见了十字架的这个意义。
They saw the meaning of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们才晓得今天我们的魂、我们的肉体需要受对付。
Now we understand that our soul needs to be dealt with.
你知道，在他们之前呢？
Before their time,
那个什么盖恩夫人呢、啊？这什么菲内朗这些人呢、啊、
？Even Madame Guyon and people like that.
他们还是靠着修行呢。
They try to work hard on themselves.
你们听过那个盖恩夫人呢、啊？因为她觉得要受苦才叫背十字架。
Even Madame Guyon thought that she needs to suffer, then it's called. Carrying the cross.
有时候日子过得很平淡，根本没有什么苦。
And some ordinary days there was no suffering.
那怎么办呢？
Then what would you?
没苦那就没十字架了。
If there's no suffering, there's no cross.
他做了个很可笑的事情。
She did something funny.
他就把几个石头放在鞋子里面。
She put some rocks in her little shoe.
哇，走起路来就这么一拐一拐的。
And she would walk like triple.
他觉得这个就是背十字架。
She thought that is carrying the cross.
完全不能明白十字架的意义。
She had no understanding of the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，到了。宾路易斯母那个时代开始。
At the time of Jesse Penn Lewis,
十字架的光被恢复。
The light of the cross was restored.
然后接下来我们看见 Andrew Murray 弟兄，穆恩德勒弟兄。
Then we saw Brother Andrew Murray.
恢复圣灵的真理。
And he restored the truth about the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，我们的弟兄把圣灵的那个工作的讲论呢。讲得非常的深刻。
And he had deep understanding and teaching on the Holy Spirit.
我很喜欢他那本《基督的灵》这本书。
I liked his book, The Spirit of Christ.
不过呢，这个读这本书要小心。
But you need to be careful when you read.
因为他有一些地方的讲论上面呢，你要领悟才行，不然的话可能会有错误的影响了。
You need to understand his background, otherwise, you might have to
misunderstand. 但是这本书真的非常深奥。
But that book was very
deep. 把圣灵的工作讲得那么样的完全，那么样的深奥。
So detailed, explain how the work of the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，这个真是给我们带来多大的祝福啊
！And it brought us great blessings.
啊，然后呢，这到了近代。
And come closer to us.
斯派克弟兄被主兴起来了。
Brother Austin Sparks was raised by the Lord.
其实他最主要是讲什么？讲究基督的伟大。
And his key point is the greatness of Christ.
The greatness of Christ. 你对基督的看见，你不要不看这么小。
Do not belittle Christ.
你知道我们基督徒很好笑啊。
You know Christians, we.
有时候我们碰到一些事情呢。
Sometimes when we encounter something.
我们感觉主耶稣还没有我们聪明。
We feel that. Christ is not as smart as I am.
所以我们给主耶稣建议很多东西。
So we made a lot of suggestions to Christ.
我们告诉他怎么做。
We told him how to do.
你开玩笑，你。
You're joking.
你对主的认识，这太狭窄了，对吧
？You have such a narrow view of Christ.
因为对主的认识不够。
Because we lack the understanding of Christ.
所以对教会认识也不够。
Therefore, we lack understanding of the church.
因为这也是一个重大的恢复。
That is a great recovery.
近代的历史呢，在我个人感觉中啊。从宾路易斯母到安德烈弟兄到斯派克弟兄
，and from Jesse Penn Lewis to Andrew Murray to Brother Austin Sparks，
哇，这实在是给教会带来莫大的祝福。
It has brought great blessing to the church，
也给教会带来莫大的释放。
It has set the church free。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
啊，要明白这个恢复的意义。
You need to understand the meaning of recovery。
圣经。的确，神在做恢复的工作。
Indeed, the Bible shows that God is working
the
work of recovery.
我们常常讲，恢复的工作比复兴的工作更重要。
I often say that the work of recovery is greater than the work of revival.
因为这个复兴的工作呢，是圣灵的一个强烈的作为，所以呢，有经验弟兄们告诉我们，那个复兴领导者人呢，哭泣啊，人祷告啊，人进食啊，会有这些。
Revival is an intense experience of the Holy Spirit, so you'll see people pray and shed tears and things like that.
但是恢复的工作呢，它是把在基督里面的真理把它释放出来了。
But the revival is the recovery is to release the truth in the Bible.
所以我们知道旧约最后一个复兴啊，就是。被掳归回的复兴。
The last recovery in the Old Testament is the return of the remnant.
我们弟兄这次也讲到中间一个很重要的点，以斯帖的故事。
And our brother said a very important story about Esther.
虽然他们没有回归，但是呢，他们所做的事情对那个回归的影响很大。
Even though Esther did not return, but what she did was important.
弟兄姊妹们，那个不仅是外面那个复兴。还有真理上面的恢复。
Not only you have an outward revival, but a recover of the truth.
神荣耀的旨意几乎在那个运动里面呢，通通被恢复起来。
the glorious truth of God is almost completely restored.
所以它有它的宝贵。
So it has its preciousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我希望呢，我开头就讲，我希望在东岸呢，主能够给我们有一个讲台啊，能够把主恢复的工作把它讲透了。
I said in the beginning that I hope that in the East Coast the Lord will set up a pulpit to explain the recovery.
Yeah, 我们虽然有了两次啊。
Even though we have 2 years.
但是我感觉弟兄姊妹对这个恢复这个事情呢，还是没有能够深入的。
And I feel that brothers and sisters have yet to enter in.
希望弟兄姊妹们好好的思想。
And I hope that you will meditate.
圣灵也开我们里面的眼睛。
That the Spirit will open our eyes.
啊。所以圣经中是有恢复这个字的。
So in the Bible, this word recovery is there.
不过中文没有翻出来的是。
It's not in the Chinese version.
啊，所以呢，我，哎，对不起，我讲太长。
Excuse me, I've spoken too long.
后面还有问题都没时间答了。嗯，那么我就停在这里吧。那个，请钟弟兄再继续回答。
Brother John.
好，下面这个问题是中文的哈。问题是怎么分辨是主给的十字架，还是自己的缘故，受的苦带来的重担
？The question is, how can you distinguish what is the cross from the Lord versus what is my own mistake and the suffering that I self-inflict？
这是一个非常典型的问题。
This is a very typical question。
重点是我们要知道什么是十字架。
Now, important, we need to know what is the cross.
如果我们知道什么是十字架，我们就会知道什么不是十字架。
If we know what is the cross, then we know what is not the cross.
十字架就是当神的旨意和人的旨意不相同的时候，那就有一个十字架。
The cross is whenever the purpose of God is not in line with the purpose of man.
最好的例子就是主耶稣在克西马尼园的那个祷告。
The best example is the prayer of our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣非常清楚知道父神的旨意是要让他在十字架上成为挽回祭。
And the Lord Jesus knew clearly that the purpose of God is so that he became the propitiation sin offering on the cross.
但是他的祷告说，如果可行的话，就叫这个杯离开我。
But he prayed, if possible, let this cup be removed from me.
然后下面那一句话就是重点，然而不要照我的意思，只要照主的意思。
And then what he said next is the key, but not according to my will, but according to your will.
这个叫做背十字架。
This is carrying the cross.
他不按照他自己的旨意。
He did not go along with his own purpose.
他要按照主的旨意、神的旨意、父神的旨意。
But he followed the purpose of God.
这叫做十字架。
That is the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不知道神的旨意的话，
So brothers and sisters, if you do not know what is the purpose of God,
其实我们没有十字架。
In fact, you have no cross.
所以根本就还没有到这个讨论是十字架不是十字架的问题。
You have not even come to this level to discuss what is the cross yet.
我们首先要知道什么是神的旨意。
First, you need to understand what is the purpose of God.
就像那个约瑟在受到那个试探的时候，他知道神的旨意。
When Joseph, when he was tempted, he knew what the purpose of God was.
他不愿意违背神的旨意。
He would not disobey the purpose of God.
所以他进到监狱里面。
So when he was imprisoned,
他进监狱的缘故是因为他要顺服神的旨意，不愿意顺服人的旨意。
The reason he was imprisoned is because he wanted to obey the purpose of God, not the purpose of man.
因此，他有一个十字架。
Therefore, he had a cross.
好，这就是我的回答。
That is my answer.
好，我先回答一个简单的问题啊，其实很好啊。
There's a good question here.
他是用英文写的，不过我要用中文回答。
Okay, it's written in English.
你念一遍好了。
While I am serving, how do I know if I am serving out of natural man rather than out of the spirit?
他的意思就是说呢，当我在服侍主的时候，我怎么知道我这个服侍是天然人的这个服侍，还是出于圣灵的服侍呢？那很好的问题啊。
It's a good question.
我记得我们年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
在教会里面，弟兄们呢，为了要帮助我们弟兄姊妹呢，这个能够学这个功课。
the church brothers in order to help us to learn this lesson.
啊, 我举两个例子给你们听啊。
I'll give you two examples.
有是一个老姊妹。
There was an elderly sister.
Yeah, 她看另外一个姊妹生病。
She saw another sister fallen ill.
哎呀，她就很关心她。
And she cared for her.
所以就煮了一锅鸡汤啊，送去给她。
She cooked up a chicken soup and sent it to her.
平常对不对
？It's very ordinary.
结果呢，好了，那个主日到聚会里面了。
So Sunday when you come to the meeting.
因为长老知道了。
Because the elders knew.
长老就说：“姊妹啊。”
And the elder said, "Sister."
你煮这个鸡汤给那个姊妹。
You cooked the chicken soup for that sister?
是你自己去的呢还是主叫你去的呢?
Did you go by yourself or did the Lord send you?
这个姊妹从来没想过这个问题。
The sister never thought about this.
这给她一问呢我愣住了。
And she was stunned.
她回去之后在主面前认罪主啊赦免我大概是我自己的爱心送去的。
She went back and repented before the Lord. She said, probably it's my own passion.
当然这个问题听起来有点过分。
You think this is a bit an exaggeration?
但是我们知道这个长老年长的弟兄是为叫这个姊妹学习什么叫跟从圣灵。
But the elders, his purpose was so that the sister knew what it means to follow the Spirit.
我们中国人常常讲最好是机会教育，对吧？
They use the opportunity to train.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，只要有善的事情去做，其实都不错的啊。
Whatever is good, you do it.
当然，今天基督教里面有很多的善行善功，的确是出于人意，圣灵也没有这么带领。
There are many good so-called good works in Christianity that has no leading of the Holy Spirit.
又有一次在一个夏令会里面。
Another chance in a summer conference.
哇，一些姊妹们住在一个宿舍里。
Some sisters lived in a dorm.
哎呀，他们很高兴啊，这个聚完会，心里面很有感觉。
After the meeting, they were very happy.
所以他们回到宿舍，他们也不闲谈。
And when they returned to the dorm, they didn't chit chat.
他们就唱诗歌。
They sing hymns.
哎呀，唱得非常的快乐。
And they had a good time.
结果呢，一个年长的弟兄路过那里。
And an elderly brother passed by.
啊，听他们在里面唱诗歌。
And they heard their singing.
他就开门进去了。
And he went in.
他说：“姊妹们呐。”
He said, "Sisters."
你们唱诗歌是自己要唱的，还是圣灵叫你们唱的呢？
You're singing hymns. Is it leading of the Spirit or by yourselves?
本来他们呢唱得很高兴的，给他这么一问呢，大家都愣住了。
They were having a good time, but they stopped after this question.
好像很不合理啊。
It seems unreasonable.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
的确，这个中间呢是有区别的。
There is a difference.
顺从神的灵
，to follow the spirit,
和不顺从神的灵是有区别。
Versus not following the spirit is different.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你尽管侍奉去服侍。
And feel free to serve, brothers and sisters.
我们有的时候分辨不出呢，我这个是天然生命呢，还是圣灵带领，对不对
？Sometimes you cannot distinguish this is the natural man or the spirit.
你要知道，圣灵不是光是引导我们，有时候他会阻止我们的。
Know that the Spirit doesn't just lead us. Sometimes Spirit will stop us.
所以圣灵阻止你，你就知道你这个做的不对的，你是凭肉体的。
When the Spirit stops you, then you know that this is wrong. This is from the flesh.
今天我们的难处是什么呢
？Our difficulty is this.
侍奉主，我们完全高兴，凭自己要什么，为主做工，对吧
？We are so do the work arise from ourselves. We do work for the Lord.
所以我们前面弟兄们讲这个 work for God 跟这个 work with God 天差地别，就是为主做工和与神同工，这是完全天差地别。
Work for God versus work with God.
我最近一次啊，对中国一些弟兄姊妹们在特会里跟他告诉他们。
And I recently told some brothers in a conference.
我说什么叫侍奉啊
？What does it mean to serve？
弟兄姊妹，你怎么领会啊
？How do you understand this？
我说呢，我给你最简单的定义。
Let me give you a very simple definition.
侍奉就是神有事要做。
Service means God has something to do.
侍奉不是你有事要做。
Service does not mean you have something to do.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你把它想简单了，很容易啊。
One sisters think in a simple way.
啊， 侍奉是神有事要做。
Service is because God has something to do.
侍奉不是你有事要做。
Service does not mean you had something to do.
但是神做事，他会托付人。
But when God does things, He wants to entrust this to man.
这个中间的差别太大了。
Here's the difference.
我们今天就是发热心念，我们几个人商量商量，弄一个什么东西就来服侍神了。
And today, a few of us have a desire, and we thought about it, we planned, and we start.
然后我们弄完之后，我们求神祝福。
After we've done it, we ask God to bless this.
弟兄姊妹，那个都不是真正做神的工。
Friends, sisters, this is not doing God's work.
那个真的是天然人的东西了。
That is natural man's stuff.
所以今天我们要很小心。
We need to be careful.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
服侍主是大事情。
Serve God is a great matter.
因为神在这个世界中有事要做，是他有工要做的。
Because God in the universe has work to do.
不是你有事要做。
Not that you have things to do.
所以我们的弟兄今天早上讲得很好，你需要等候。
So our brother said, well, this morning you need to wait.
圣灵叫你去，你才去。
When the Holy Spirit bids you go,
圣灵不叫你去，你就不能去的。
If the Holy Spirit does not let you go, don't go.
所以，对不起，我多讲两句啊。
Forgive me for.
最近这个侍奉上面呢，我们常常有人发这个问题。
In service, people ask this question.
在服侍上面，是主动对呢，还是被动对？
In service, is it right for me to be proactive or to be what's the other word?
Passive.
To passive.
弟兄姊妹，你能回答吗
？Can you answer this?
有没有人告诉我是主动对还是被动对啊
？Can you answer to be proactive in service or passive？
都不敢回答。
You could
啊？
都对。They're all right。
我告诉你，都不对。
Both are wrong。
真正的原则是什么呢
？What is the true principle？
是被动中的主动。
Passively proactive.
通吧。
通。
是英文啊。
Yes.
不是我是自己编的中文。
No, it's not.
Passively active, 请你记得。这非常重要原则，是因为主动了。主在这里，我们是被动。主在我们里面感动了，然后我们再主动。
The Lord first moved, and He moved us to work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，侍奉主，的确，我们对这个天然人的服侍和顺从圣灵的这个服侍，需要在主面前慎重，并且呢，认真的在主面前好好的学习。
On this matter of service, we truly need to be sincere, learn what is of the spirit, what is of the flesh.
最简单的服侍从家庭、从个人生活开始。
The easiest service begins with your family life, individually.
顺服恩膏的教训。
To obey the anointing.
从你的言行举止开始学起。
From your speaking, from your conduct.
我们都知道圣灵在我们里面是真实的。
We all know that the Spirit is true in us.
有时候你讲，圣灵说停了。
And as you speak and speak, the Spirit tells you to stop.
那你就应该停。
Then you should stop.
好了，我就停了。
And I stop.
I think the best example of passively active is being a watchman.
那我可以想到一个，这个被动的主动的一个例子，就是做一个看守的人，守望者。
A watchman is seemingly passive.
这个看守的人看起来是很被动的。
But he's very active.
但是他是很主动的。
He's active every moment.
他每一个时候都是注意的。
The ego is passively active.
这个老鹰也是被动的主动的。
He's waiting for the wind.
他在等那个风。
He has to sense that the wind is coming.
他必须要感觉得到风已经吹了。
It's very active. It's a very active thing.
他是一个很主动的在那里观察。
好，下一个问题哈，也是中文的，在你第一堂信息提到肉体的三方面，心思、情感、意志，用亚哈、大卫和耶罗伯安做例子来讲明。请问在我们的侍奉当中，当如何使用我们的心思、情感和意志？一个神眼中正常光景的神的儿女，这三个功能所表现的光景是怎么样的？或者说一个与主同定十字架的人， 他这三个魂的功用表现出来是什么样的光景。
This has to do with the three components of our soul, the will, the emotion, and the mind, how they relate in our service.
最大一个差别在哪里呢？
I want to say what is the greatest difference.
就是在这个心思和情感意志的表现当中，它的核心，它的中心到底是谁？
That the manifestation of these three components,the mind, the emotion, and the will, what is the central component?
是谁站在这三件事的核心？是我呢，还是神？
Rather, who is at the central component? Is it me or is it God?
如果是我为中心的话，那个表现呢，就是天然人。
If it centers around me, then it's a natural manifestation.
那如果是主的话呢，那就不是天然人。
And if it is the Lord, then it's not natural.
好，我们就举个例子来说明这个事哈。
I'll give you an example.
所以今天如果你参与一个侍奉，
If you join in a service,
在这个侍奉当中呢，你是并没有被重视的。
That in this service you were not as important.
但是这个侍奉本身呢是非常蒙神祝福的。
But this service itself is truly blessed by the Lord.
所以你的情感的正确的表现是什么？
So what should be the right response of your emotion?
如果你是个天然的话，你的表现是非常沮丧。
If you're a natural man, you would feel very
depressed. 因为你不受重视。
Because you were not looked highly.
如果你是一个属灵人的话，你的心里是非常喜悦的，因为神祝福这个侍奉。
But if you're a spiritual man, you rejoice because this is something the Lord is using.
好，我们再从那个心思方面来看，在心思方面那个表现应该是怎么样？
From the area of our mind,
一个属灵人他的心思呢，他是能够把这个卑贱的事和尊贵的事，他分得非常的清楚。
A spiritual man, his mind is able to discern what is honorable, what is dishonorable.
他知道什么是卑贱的，什么是尊贵的。
He knows what is honorable, what is base.
他不会去做那个卑贱的事，他选择做那个尊贵的事。
He would not do that is dishonorable, but he would choose to do what is honorable.
他能够把暂时的和永远的分得非常的清楚。
He would be able to distinguish what is temporary, what is eternal.
他不会选择那个暂时的，他会要选择那个永远的。
He would not choose the temporary, but he would choose the eternal.
这就是那个心思上的一个差别。
This is the difference on their mind.
如果一个属灵的人或被钉十字架的人，他永远是选择尊贵的，那个永远的事。
And a spiritual man or someone who follows the cross, he would always choose what is honorable.
那如果是讲到那个意志呢？
Now, if we talk about the will,
在这个意志方面呢，如果一个属灵的人，他的表现应该是怎么样的呢？
Now, how should a spiritual man's will manifest?
这些人他只有一件事。
They only have one thing.
所以大卫呢，他说他只有一件事。
David said he has just one thing.
要住在一生一世住在耶和华的殿中呢，来瞻仰他的荣美。
That he will dwell in the house of the Lord on all the days to behold his beauty.
这是他的意志的一个表现。
This is the manifestation of his will.
保罗他的意志也是这样。
And Paul's will is similar.
他说呢，我忘记背后呢。努力面前，向着标杆直跑，这就是他的那一件事。
That he has just this one thing, forgetting things in the past, but press on toward the goal.
玛利亚也只有一件事。
Mary also had just one thing.
住在主的脚前。
To sit at the feet of the Lord.
她所拣选的是那个最好的。
And she chose the better part.
所以你看这些呢，都是一些具体的一个表现。
So these are actual manifestations.
但是它中间的差别是为着神呢，还是为着己？
The difference is that you do these things for the Lord or for yourself.
一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，当然不是为着大卫自己。
All the days of his life to dwell in the house of the Lord is not for David himself.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，也不是为着保罗自己。
To forget the past and press on toward the goal is not for Paul himself.
我想大家应该能够举一反三。
Probably you can raise up more examples.
我想那个时间已经到了啊。
Our time is up.
今天大家都要回家的，对吧
？We all need to go home, right?
除非你们如果不要回家，我们就继续讲。
If you don't need to go home, we can continue.
不，但还是要遵守的这个整个聚会的规矩哈。
We need to obey the rules.
所以我们就停在这里。对不起，有些弟兄姊妹的问题，我们没有办法回答。
I'm sorry, some of your questions we could not answer.
但是你也不要失望。
But do not despair.
我们常常讲，耶稣基督是一切问题的解答。
We often say that the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer of all our questions.
你好好地回到主跟前，圣灵会给你解答。
As you go back to the Lord, the Holy Spirit will answer you.
也许那个解答是更好的。
Perhaps the answer is better.
好，我想我们就停在这，把时间交还给。
Okay, we'll end our time.